I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are talking about heading to the polls. We're 8 days away from Election Day, but early voting started this weekend, and boy, did it ever. Ralph Moore joining us, Erie County Republican Election Commissioner, to give an update on early voting. You saw a lot of people be out to cast their ballot over the weekend, didn't you, Ralph?
Definitely 35,000 voters in Erie County came out this weekend to cast their ballots at early voting. And when you combine that with the absentee ballots that we have already received at the Board of Elections, approximately 9 to 10% of the eligible voters in Erie County have already cast their ballots.
That's a lot of voters already. How does this compare to the last presidential race?
Well, last presidential race had unique circumstances with COVID. We had a much higher mail-in ballot turnout. This year, we have about 37,000 mail-in and absentee ballots that have gone out during the last presidential. Because of the COVID pandemic, we had over 120,000 ballots go out. So it's very difficult to compare. And there is only one presidential race that we had, which was in 2020, where we had early voting. So it's not a good comparison.
Are you surprised to see some of the lines that we saw at early voting and things like that? Because, you know, I always go back to, Ralph, there's plenty of early voting locations, but there's only a certain amount. You know, and on Election Day, it's, you know, right around the corner from you practically for most people to get to their polling place. I don't think I've ever seen a line on Election Day. Or if I have, it's so brief. Yet you had people waiting in line for quite a while. Are you surprised that people will choose to do that and vote early and wait in line rather than go on Election Day?
Well, we're not surprised. And we could see that the volume was picking up through the mail-in ballots and the requests that we were getting through the office. So we anticipated higher lines. And indeed, we went and placed additional stations at the five most heavy voting sites in Erie County, early voting sites in Erie County. We have the most voting sites in Erie County of any county in the state, and yet we do experience lines, but everything has been going smoothly. The average check-in time is between 30 seconds and a minute, so you can imagine how that line continues to move along. We do experience lines, and we're very happy that we haven't had any incidents, and people are standing there wanting to exercise their right to vote.
You know, with early voting so popular, is there any thought of adding locations in the future?
Well, as I stated, we have the most early voting sites of any county in the state. We have 38. We have one in each of the towns, and we have one in each ward in the city of Buffalo, as well as the Board of Elections being an early voting site. It's been steady. People in Erie County can go to any of the early voting sites. You don't have to go to the one in your town if you're on your way to work, if you're on the way to the store, and you pass an early voting site or one is more convenient, you're able to go to that early voting site. And if you have any questions as to where the early voting sites are, you can give us a call at the Board of Elections or look them up on our website, elections.erie.gov.
What do we know in terms of turnout, what we've seen so far amongst Democrats and Republicans when it comes to voting early?
The normal standard used to be that Democrats would go and vote early while Republicans had resistance to early voting and would go and appear on Election Day and cast their ballots. That has kind of leveled off. There's still a 2-to-1 enrollment advantage of Democrats over Republicans in Erie County, and we're seeing that reflection in early voting as well. However, it has been much more in tune with the enrollments that we are experiencing. And I think it's generally more accepted. And as people understand that early voting is safe, it's convenient, your vote counts exactly the same way as if you cast your ballot on Election Day, people are taking advantage of the convenience of early voting and utilizing that as a method to vote.
Based on what you saw over the weekend with turnout, what is your overall thought about turnout this election season?
Well, I think we're going to see a very heavy turnout. Once Kamala Harris got into the race instead of Joe Biden, we saw a great deal of enthusiasm between this race. And what we had is stepped up interest. The number of calls that came into the Board of Elections increased. The number of mail-in ballot requests increased. So we have a real contest that's going on here in New York State. And it's not only important for the presidential, but for all the down ballot candidates as well. So I think we're going to see a very heavy turnout. And what we're seeing is that the first ring suburban towns where they have highly contested down ballot races, those are where early voting turnouts have increased the greatest.
Well, it's pretty interesting. I mean, what are the options? What should people know about voting early? 8 days out from Election Day, where can they cast their ballot and how long do they have?
Well, in Erie County, you can cast your ballot at any one of the 38 early voting sites. Early voting will continue through this Sunday. The hours in Erie County are noon till 9 during the weekdays and 9 till 5 during the weekends. We're open every day. If there's any question that you have, please don't hesitate to call the Board of Elections. And if you live in a neighboring county, check with that county Board of Elections to determine where your early voting sites are and what the hours are.
Hey, Ralph, any suggestions for people who might be planning to go early vote on maybe the best times to go, when or when the times are to avoid?
The times to avoid are the peak hours of the noon hour is usually very high and the dinner hour is very high. Toward the end of the early voting cycle, that's when the voter turnout drops. In addition to that, you can call the Board of Elections. We can tell you how busy your polling site is, and you may want to go and take a ride out and visit one of the suburban towns or the rural towns and cast your ballot there. It may be that you're able to do so in a shorter time than if you go to your own site.
Ralph, thanks for the update, and you know, stay busy out there, I'm sure. You have no problem doing that. Ralph Moore is Erie County Republican Election Commissioner.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.